Blog Talk Radio.
K.O. on the track.
Thanks, guys, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. Those of you who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And those who are listening via landline or cell phone, thank you guys for tuning in as well. Well, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show. And if you'd like to be on the air and give your comments or opinions on today's show, while you're dialed in, you can press the number 1 on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air. Again, 818-301-5834 is a number to the show. Call in. Let's talk. I have a great show for you today. And, you know, don't know if you guys miss me at all or what's going on, whatever. But just to tell you a little bit, I'm like right there on the edge of finishing my project at home. And, you know, I'll be done with it this weekend. And I said that I was going to work on this until I was done. I said I wasn't going to do the show. I was going to get up every day and work on this project and get it done. And then I was going to start back on the show. But, you know, with weather and different stuff that goes on, I've been putting off getting back on the show. So now that I'm right there at the edge of having everything complete, I said I was going to go ahead and start the show. And what better day to start the show back, is on Hump Day. And I see there are other people joining the show, and I appreciate that. I love you guys. I miss you guys so much. I don't know what to say, but I'm back and, want to have a great show for you today. Have a great show lined up for you today. And, let's see, let's go through the weather. Right now it's 58 degrees in the ATL and, we're looking at a high today of only 63, low tonight 51. Tomorrow rain. We have a high of only 60, low 42. But look at this. Tonight we're looking at the rain starting about 4 o'clock and going all the way through the night until early morning, right? Until early morning. So, you know, 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, somewhere around in there, you guys make sure you have your umbrellas or your raincoats together. And if you have to be out in the rain, take care of it, right? So tomorrow we're looking at rain, 60 degrees. Friday, sunshine, high of only 63, low 39. Saturday, sunshine, 56. Sunday, partly cloudy. Monday, 65, partly cloudy. So that it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend. So, you know, it's going to be right there at the edge of a nice day, right, in the low 60s. So that's great weather to still fire up the grill. So, you know, I'm an advocate of the grill. So you guys get out there this weekend and crank up those barbecue grills. I know I'll have mine ready on Saturday for this Georgia Auburn game. So I don't know if any Auburn fans are out there, but the Bulldogs are gonna come for some tiger meat. All right. So again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Let's see. Blah 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 blah. I'm new at this, so you guys have to bear with me. Today's word of the day is Mandarin. Mandarin means of. It's an adjective, and it means of, relating to, or typical of a public official in the Chinese Empire of any of 9 superior grades. So, you know, when you go to the Chinese restaurant, they say you want Mandarin chicken or whatever. But Mandarin is really they call this a public official in the Chinese Empire. So that's where they get the word Mandarin from. So here we go. All right, here we go. Let's get into it, guys. I see more and more people joining the show, and thank you guys for tuning in. Today's show is entitled Men and Women. I say men and women because it's men and women who who carry themselves this way, men and women who are married but single. Okay? And I'm going to explain this. I know people have been sending me messages about this show this morning, but I guess they don't understand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, and here we go. What I'm saying about this is that it seems like, you know, there are some women and some men out there who purport that they're not, that they're single, but actually they're married. And I'm a man, and I find that I see a lot of men who act this way or carry themselves this way more than women. Now, I know that men, we are, God made us to be hunters. That means we, you know, we love women. Hunters of women. That's what I'm seeing. Hunters of the other sex. So we love women. And, you know, it's not that, you know, we're saying that we're not married. All we're saying that is we love women. And I believe that's the same way with women or some women. I'm not saying all women, and I'm not saying all men. So don't throw me under the bus for that. What I am saying is some men and some women, you know, some women love men. Some men love women. I know that my wife is listening to the show probably, but, I keep my show 100%. I love women. Okay, I'm not into men, right? Some men are not into men, right? We're into women. So, you know, we love women. And women, some women are into men. And they love men. They don't love other women. Okay? And so, I saw a great t-shirt the other day that had a, you know how the bathrooms have the symbols of men on the bathrooms. I mean, a silhouette of a man, you know, and then they have the women's bathroom. It's a silhouette of a woman, but they got the little flare out at the bottom, which means they have a dress on, right? And the men don't have that. It's just a straight up silhouette of a man. And it's some men, you know, and that way you know the men from the women bathroom. Okay? So this lady had a shirt on that had a man silhouette on one side. It had a man silhouette on the other side, but it had a different color dress on the man's silhouette on this side. And it said, God meant for this to be this way and not this way. So, and I took that as God meant for women to love men and men to love women. That's the way I feel. That's the way I grew up. That, and, you know, I'm not going to change that. I don't care, you know, if you're not that away or whatever, that's your deal. Right? That's your deal. But I love women. But what I'm, you know, back to married but single, is that some men are really out there looking for women, but they're married. And they'll be in the, I'm saying they're in the clubs, they're in, you know, they're going out and hanging out at all times of the night, and you know, just being with other women. And they're the same thing with women. There's some women out there who love to go to the club, love to go to these concerts, love to go on girlfriend trips. And I'm not saying girlfriend trips are bad or anything like that. I'm not saying that, you know, women out there who take girlfriend trips are looking for men. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that there are some women who take girlfriend trips looking for men, and they're married. There are some men who take buddy trips who are looking for women, but they're married. So it's on both sides of the gender here. It's on both sides of the gender, men and women, that do this. And I'm not throwing anybody under the bus or anything like that. That's just the way we're built. That's the way God put us together. He meant for us to grow the population. Okay? And if we had all people in this world, or in the world, who like the same sex, you know, how does the population grow? Okay, think about that. How does the population grow if all men wanted men and all women wanted was women? The population wouldn't grow. I mean, I'm sure they'd figure something out, but, you know, if it was like that from the beginning, which it wasn't, but if it was like that from the beginning, how would the population grow? And you know, I don't care what you do with your life. That's your life. That's just not my belief. Okay? Don't kick me around for that. That's just not my belief. Okay? And I know there are a lot of gay and lesbian people that listen to my show. And you may not listen after today, but, you know, that's fine. There's a million shows out there that you could be listening to. But, you know, that's just me. That's the way I am. Okay? I'm not gonna change. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You can call, and once you get into the show, you can press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you'd like to be on the air. And I'll put you on the air. You can give your comments, your opinion. You can ask me a question, whatever you want to do. You know, that's me. And, you know, again, it's my first day back here on the show. And I'm having fun today. Today is hump day. I'm going to have fun all day, all night, the rest of the week. We're going to have fun on this show. Now, tomorrow, I don't know about you guys, but some of you guys are my age or around my age, near my age or after my age or whatever. But maybe you guys remember back in the day when they had it's still around, they had a shirt that they called a dashiki. Okay, the dashiki was a garment that was like a big shirt that you could wear that came down till about just below your waist or something like that, and just down over your elbows or whatever, and it had a V-neck, so you could wear like a turtleneck underneath, or you could wear a straight you know, a crew neck underneath or whatever. And I'm going to do a show on the dashiki, because the dashiki was actually brought to America and came out of New York City. And my aunt, my dad's sister, and her husband, what do you call it? They started making the dashiki in America and selling it. And that's how the dashiki caught on in the late 60s and early 70s in America was through my aunt and my uncle. Unbelievable, but I'm going to tell the story tomorrow about the dashiki, okay? And they have a museum up in New York where they're one of the features in the museum. And I know the kids, my cousins, are trying to get something started right here in Atlanta, where they both lived. And he's gone, and she's gone now. But they're trying to keep a lot of their legacy going. So, they didn't ask me to do a show about it, but I'm going to do a show about it because that was my aunt and my uncle, okay? I wore a dashiki when I was young, okay? And I don't know if you guys wore a dashiki when you were young, but it's pretty fascinating, okay? It's pretty fascinating. Now, again, getting back to married but single, I don't like being single. All right. I was single for a while. Excuse me. Right after college, I know I was single for a little while, and the single life is okay for some people, but for me, I didn't really like the single life, because you know, when you think about it, when you're single and you're maybe dating a couple of young women, which you know that's what happens when you're single. You're dating several women, and the women are dating several men at the same time. And that wasn't something I liked, okay? I guess, some women are okay dating men who date other women. Some men are okay with dating women who date other men. But I wasn't cool with someone that I thought was my girl, and I call and she wasn't home. So when you call and she's not there, then things start running through your mind. Where is she? Who's she with? What's she doing? You know what I'm saying? And not that I'm trying to control someone. It was just that, your mind starts to wander. And I didn't like that feeling, because I knew that, I didn't know, but I thought that she was out with someone else. And there were times when, she told me she was dating someone, other people. And I told her that I was dating other people. But, you get to a point where you start to kind of get to having feelings for that person. And, you wanted to be just a, what do you call it, monogamous relationship? I don't know if that's the right word, but you wanted to be a monogamous relationship, or a relationship where it's just, she's strictly dating you and you're strictly dating her. And so, that's why that was a part of the reason that I didn't want to be single. And, another part of the reason is that, you don't really have anyone. You don't really have anyone that you can, talk to about anything and really have a great friend right there. Marriage is marriage, but marriage is really, that's your best friend that you're married to, hopefully. Maybe it is, but that's how it should be. You should be married to your best friend. y'all love to do stuff together and, you know, like to do the same things. And I think that's a big part of marriage is you guys like to do the same things. Because if you like the club and he doesn't like the club, it's going to be a problem. Okay, eventually it's going to be a problem. He may say that at the beginning, like, girl, I want to go to the club, girl. I'm okay. I'm going to sit here at home, watch the football game, and, you know, I'll see you when you get back. Or, you know, men who like to go to the club or like to go out with his boys and hang out to 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and then come home, okay? And that's you know, that's something else that women may say, yeah, you can go out with your guys. I don't care. You know, you guys going out, have a good time. And, you know, she's there waiting for you when you get home. But that's not going to last long. Okay. That's not going to last long. So, so being single wasn't good for me. Okay. That wasn't good for me. I wanted to be married to someone. I wanted to be able to come home to someone. I wanted to have someone that I could talk to all the time, or pick up the phone whenever and say whatever I wanted to. They say whatever they wanted to me. We keep things off our chest like that. Okay. So being single was not my cup of tea. Now, some people love being single. They feel like it's freedom. Feel like they can do what they want to do and not being tied down by one person and not being emotionally tied to one person and just having the freedom to go and come whenever they want. And, you know, that's some people love that. Some people love that. I'm just not one of those people. Okay. Now I go out and hang out with the guys every now and then. But, you know, I'm not out there chasing women. That's not my cup of tea. Okay. And, you know, but some of the guys, you know, not calling any names because I know they're listening, but some of my friends, they're out there chasing women. But a lot of the friends that I hang out with, or that I've been friends with forever, are single. So they can do that, you know. And they've asked me to come with them on several occasions to chase, chase skirts. But that's that's not my cup of tea. Okay? That's not my cup of tea. I did it for a long time when I was single, but, you know, it's just a lot of mess. I mean, I heard a guy say one time that he's sitting at the breakfast table or whatever with his family one morning, and his phone rang, and he saw the number, and instead of answering the phone, he threw it out the window. Okay. He threw it out the window. So you know, I don't want to be in that situation, especially today. You know, these phones cost $700,000-$800,000 now for a phone. Isn't that some crap? You know, and that's another show, but I'm just saying, you know, I'm just saying, guys and girls out there, you are who you are. Okay? We are who we are. And you just, you know, stay on your track. Whatever you think is right, do it. Okay? Whatever you think, whatever you like, do it. If you're single and like being out there doing different stuff, then, you know, hang in there. Do your thing. Maybe one day you'll decide to settle down and get married. Okay? So let's see. How much time do I have left, guys? I got about 5 minutes left in the show, but actually join the show tomorrow. I think I'm going to do the show on the Dashiki. Not sure, but there are a lot of people been asking me to talk about this football stuff with this Colin Kaepernick guy who's not standing for the national anthem or whatever and saluting the flag or whatever. I'm kind of past that. I don't know if you guys want to talk to me about that. You can call me if you have my number, or you know, text me or whatever, and I'll give you my story. But yeah, I'm kind of past that, so probably won't be talking about that too much. I do want to do a recipe show with you guys. I have a tremendous barbecue beef brisket recipe I want to share. I have a barbecue baby back ribs recipe that I'd like to share. The baby back ribs are just, I've won a contest with these baby back ribs. It wasn't no big contest in the park or nothing like that. It was just a contest that we had amongst our high school classmates, a barbecue cook-off that we had between our high school classmates. And, you know, I'm not bragging or anything like that, but I won the trophy that night and the money. And they weren't happy, but my ribs were the best. We had strange judges. We had three strange judges that didn't know me from them, and they picked my ribs. You know, they picked my ribs. So this is a great recipe, and I want to share it with you guys. So I'm going to have a recipe show soon. Maybe Friday we'll do the recipes, and you guys get your pens and paper ready, and you can write this stuff down and do it. Try it. I think you'll enjoy it. If not, you know, chalk it up as, say you burned tell everybody you burned your ribs. You know, if you don't like it, tell everyone I burned my ribs. I messed them up. You know. So but I think it's a great recipe, and you guys will enjoy it. So let's see. I'm going to close out, guys. And I'm going to say, take care of yourselves. I love you guys. I'm back. I'm back on the radio. I will be doing a show tomorrow. We'll be doing a show on Friday. So get ready. I'm back. Take care of yourselves. I'll see you guys in about 23 and a half hours. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in?
Yeah.
Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said,
keep still, boy, no need for static.
Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said,
why'd you hit me?
The barrel set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kiddie thought to figure,
I'll do years if I pull this trigger.
So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway stations. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17
in a madman's dream. The cop shot the kid, I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight and narrow or your soul gets cast. Good night.
Knock him out the box, Rick. Knock him out, Rick.
Crumbs.